So Jim Watson has shared a weird guess working as a hotel manager. There's one that he'll always remember from a couple of years ago. He's taking me to where the story happened at the Buena Vista Hotel.
70s. Oh, how old is this place?
This was built in 1920.
Okay, so wow, it's like 100 years old.
Yeah.
It's not the kind of place with a lobby or elevator, but more like a labyrinth. Rooms circling a small courtyard, all seemingly connected and disconnected at once. We're walking up these wood stairs that snake up and connect to the hotel. That's where he was standing, on those stairs, when he looked up into a room window.
And I look up there, I go, who's that up there?
He saw the figure of an old woman. She was short, with a pug nose, lime green sweater.
She had kind of dishwater blonde hair, kind of in the style that women had like in the early 60s. And I could pick her out of a police lineup. That's how well I saw her.
She walked across the window slowly and didn't pay him attention. It wasn't that weird, except for one detail.
There wasn't supposed to be anybody in the hotel at the time.
He kept walking towards the room.
So I come in here, the door is locked, and I come inside.
The door is locked?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So where are the windows? If the lady wanted to leave without running into Jim, she'd have to jump out of the third story window.
I was thinking, was that a ghost?
Before Jim moved to Catalina, he lived a normal, ghost-free life. He grew up in Chico, California. He loved stories and storytelling, wrote in the local paper. He studied geography in college and wanted to see the world. Like when he was in his late 20s, Jim sailed out with his brother and saw Catalina Island for the first time. And the beauty took his breath away.
So we're sailing out here and we just can't believe what we're seeing. It's just beautiful island.
He couldn't stop thinking about Catalina when he went back to his regular life in SoCal, working an office job.
You know, I worked for some international business companies, things like that. And it's just like, you know, I was miserable the whole time.
So he moved back to the island, staying in an old hotel. He worked for its owners to pay the bills. The only furniture he had was a single bed. The ceiling leaked when it rained.
No elevator, so I was running up and down the stairs all the time. And I just remember every time that I'd sit and take a break for a second and go out onto a patio or something and look at the town around me, and I go, man, this is just a fantastic place. Didn't matter how tired I was or, you know, how much trouble I'd had with customers or anything. It was just, what an awesome place to live.
Those long days at the hotel and nights in a leaky room, they paid off.
At the end of that summer, the owner said, well, Jim, would you like to manage the place?
And that's what he did. It was only when Jim began working in other hotels that he started having experiences that were uncanny. He was in his 40s by then and had never experienced anything he couldn't explain with facts. But he loved stories. Watching science fiction and supernatural shows as a kid made him wonder about the fantastical and the weird.
I'd lived my whole life just wondering about it. I'd like just for once for something to happen. Not to scare me too bad, you know, but something to prove to me that this is all real.
Other people at the hotel saw ghosts there all the time.
Had a lot of, you know, quote unquote sensitive people come in, you know, people who are sensitive to this kind of thing, which I'm not really.
Finally, it happened. One summer night, he got up, 2 a.m.
And I would usually go around and make rounds to make sure, you know, none of my guests had passed out in the hallways or something like that. And I'm getting up from my bed and I'm walking towards the door and all the bed sheets on my bed just fly up into the air. So I was in there alone. No windows or curtains or anything were open.
Another time, the wall lamp in his room apparently started rattling and giggling. He checked the other side of the room and no one was there.
It was the weirdest, eeriest kind of feeling.
Jim had been waiting years to experience the supernatural. But oddly enough, when it finally happened, it made him feel isolated.
And I had a ton of people around me just most of the time, you know, customers, friends coming in. We had a bar and restaurant there. It was a great place. But I felt really strangely alone in all of this.
Up until then, he wasn't the type to experience or see these sorts of things. He wasn't sure what to make of all these stories. So he started slowly talking to others, especially the island old-timers. That's when he realized he wasn't alone. Kalina is full of odd stories.
These stories just started coming in to me, and I go, somebody's got to write these down.
So he started using his reporter chops from his past life, researching and collecting stories of the strange.
So I started writing these columns every week, Mysterious Island, Catalina, the facts, fibs, and folklore of Catalina Island.
These columns got turned into a book titled Mysterious Island, Catalina. Over the years, Jim's collected dozens of strange tales and experienced some himself. His experiences seem credible to me for a few reasons. They happened to him later in life, and when they did, he wasn't exactly in a rush to go proclaim them. He would try to verify his experiences, check if there were rational explanations for them. Even his book has a section titled Fibs, which are debunked myths about the island. For a lot of us, myself included, having encounters like this could shatter or change our worldviews, but not Jim.
Whatever happens, you know, I can take it, and it's not really going to sway me or anything like that. You know, I can't really say it changed me a whole lot. You know, and none of this stuff really proves an afterlife either.
When he kept having experiences he couldn't rule out as imagination, he went back to his childhood love of science.
When I was a little kid, I remember getting an old JCPenney telescope for $50. I would sit out in the front yard just looking up at the stars.
Jim geeks out on science, loved Carl Sagan as a kid. So that's where he went to looking for answers.
I saw the first guy set foot on the moon, you know, and we were all into it back when we were kids. The Apollo 11 astronauts was everybody's hero. And I tend to think more along the lines of like quantum physics.
When these spooky hotel stories happened, he began poring over books and articles, read about ideas like the many worlds theory.
So one of the things that I think is maybe what can happen, and not just me, other people, sometimes these universes bleed over into one another.
In other words, parallel universes. So remember that old woman with the lime green sweater he saw in the window? Maybe she wasn't a ghost.
She may have been a perfectly fine living person in her universe. And then she went looking for me, and I wasn't there. And she's telling her, she's doing an interview right now talking about a ghost she saw at the Buena Vista Hotel.
That's just one explanation. He's not married to it.
You don't really know. There's many different answers for so many different things. You get in trouble when you start speculating.
In a way, he's still that kid with his telescope, looking into the cosmos for answers.
You know, things that were considered magic 100 years ago now are common everyday things, you know. I've always had a very open mind, you know, just, you know, looking up at the stars at night as a kid saying, you know what, this is all the explanations, I just don't know if we have them down yet.
As Jim and I were leaving the Buena Vista Hotel, he told me about one last ghost story about a guy named Pete.
You know, you might want to check your audio, too. You might get some voices in the background. Really, go ask a question. Ask Pete if he's here.
Okay, sure, why not? Hey, Pete, if you're still here in this room, could you say something or say hi?
See, he was a practical joker, so he may say, no, I'm not here.
In Catalina Island, for Transcend Workshop 2025, I'm Hussein Khan.